Hey, friends, I want to first thank you for tuning in to the SGT Report version of the podcast, The Propaganda Antidote. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. Now, you've heard about shrinkflation, right? Yeah, shrinkflation. That's where your candy bar gets smaller, but the price stays the same. Same with the box of cereal. Have you noticed it? It's happening all the time everywhere now. It's how corporations are trying to hide inflation, but the government insists that inflation is under control or that it's just temporary. But Noble Gold is ahead of the game here. They know that a precious metals IRA will help you hedge these rising prices so that you can retire without worrying. You can keep up with the inflation the folks in Washington are trying so hard to hide. And this month, to thank you and to get your precious metals project off to a flying start, Noble Gold is giving away a free 5-ounce solid silver America the Beautiful bullion coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. So visit noblegoldinvestments.com or call them directly at 877-646-5347. That's noblegoldinvestments.com.
And we're witnessing now these kinds of events increasingly that are genocidal. You know, the depopulation agenda is very clear. And militarily, if you want to advance the most advanced population control technologies, now you're looking at biological weapons and acoustic weapons.
Hey guys, that was my friend, author, and Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I had to get him back on to process the Astral World event where at least 8 people died, and by many accounts, far, far more than 8 died in that ritual. Before we start, just a quick message about our sponsor. Michael Saylor, the Winklevoss twins, and Chamath Palihapitiya. What do they have in common? They're all billionaires, and they're all also investing in cryptocurrency. Yes, even the richest in the world choose to invest in the future through crypto. Just as when there's big talk about cryptos being volatile, the latest market dip being permanent, and the government cracking down on cryptocurrency and other issues, the billionaires are buying. Why? Because cryptocurrency is the future, and the best time to invest is when there's a dip. So if you want to invest in the future, start now and start with My Digital Money. With My Digital Money, you don't just get the opportunity to invest. You get the security of knowing you're investing with a U.S.-based company that offers end-to-end service when you want it. So go to MyDigitalMoney.com. And now back to the broadcast. Hey, friends, thank you so very much for tuning in. It's Sean from SGTReport.com and SGTReport.tv here. This is a very, very important update on the back of my recent video about Astroworld, the devilish concert, really the concert in hell, according to one concert goer. That's what it felt like with Travis Scott. Many people died. Some people are asking if it was a satanic ceremony, because again, by eyewitness accounts, that's what it felt like. Very, very quote-unquote demonic. Right, back on the line, Dr. Len Horowitz. We're going to talk about the perfect circle of sound and the devil's tone, 741. He's the author of many, many successful books, COVID Coup, Emerging Viruses, AIDS and Ebola, and a very important book you should all get, Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse. Boy, was he ahead of his time, the biological apocalypse, as we face an experimental vaccination being pushed on us by big pharma and big government. Len Horowitz joins us now. How are you, sir?
Oh, great. Thank you so much, Sean. Great to join you again.
It's fantastic to have you back. The words you're about to hear are very, very important. And I think that what we saw at Astroworld at that Travis Scott concert in Houston, Texas on Friday night, November 5th, was absolutely the spiritual world manifesting itself in the world we see. And many concert goers say the same thing. Many of these people, Dr. Horowitz, are no longer Travis Scott fans. They literally call him demonic. And they say the whole sense they got there listening to that concert while people were dying, which I think he saw personally. I've got video evidence that suggests he saw what was going on. And people in the crowd who survived say the whole thing felt demonic. What's your take on what happened at Astroworld?
Oh, terrible tragedy. And I think it's increasingly evidencing the cartel that is manipulating society, the whole vaccination and intoxication requirements, now the mandatory vaccinations, the impositions, the social distancing. There is a demonic agenda that's unfolding very, very consistent with the book of Revelation. The details are extraordinary. And I think that the issue comes down to, was this a frequency-based acoustic weaponry type of an event whereby was a 741 frequency, which causes terrible dissonance in the human body, was that what was being perceived by the many concert people? We've had a number of people over the last couple months actually reporting that after they took the Moderna vaccination and Pfizer vaccines that have what is called a spike protein associated with it, which is a toxin, and it has a hydrogel delivery device that is a nano bioelectronic device that has been developed at MIT and at Harvard at labs financed by DARPA, the Defense Advanced Research Programs Agency military, to literally deliver what's called the brain cloud connection and to make data mining, everything that's going on in your body, available in real time to people on the other side of the web or the dark web. So that this is the frequency. It's all done by frequency. You know, spirituality, people have been reporting that their spirits have been lost or their connections to God have been lost. So what you're reporting with regard to the concert goers feeling the same thing, I'm hearing this over and over and over again from callers to radio programs that I'm doing. John Moore's show on public broadcasting is one example of this. A number of callers have called in. People have been writing in saying that after they took the vaccination, not only are there kind of like strange metallic experiences, magnetic instruments, metal instruments are supposedly connecting to people's skin like they never did before. But I think most importantly is the spiritual suppression. You have to understand, spirit is energy. Energy is basically electrons. All energy throughout the entire universe is electrons. And electrons spin and spiral at certain frequencies. So if you know the frequencies that are going to cause either dissonance or harmony and get those electrons in your body spinning optimally, healthfully versus damagingly, then you have a weapon. You have an acoustic weapon. And I suspect strongly because of the advances in this field that the likelihood is high that this was an experiment or it was one more of a series of disasters at concerts, at rock concerts. There's three. I think the most important, one of the most important pieces of information that's new is that you have a pattern and practice committed by Live Nation and the people surrounding Live Nation, which is Liberty Media, which is connected to through their enterprise and their partnerships. They're connected to the Las Vegas Deep State Massacre. And that's two. Now, the third is the Bataclan Theater Massacre in 2015 in Paris. If you do the research, you'll find that the concert producers were engaged in satanic events, in developing satanic musical events, and that we're seeing over and over again that this was virtually bloodbaths. It was blood sacrifices in Las Vegas as well as in the Bataclan. Here, we didn't see much blood in the Astro situation, but basically you're dealing with the same concert producers representing the deep state, representing a racketeering enterprise that is intimately connected to the pharmaceutical industrialists that are pushing the vaccinations, mandatory vaccinations. And there's no reasonable explanation. People can't even believe that they're mandating these vaccines and violating free will and free choice and informed consent in the process. People can't believe that. Well, if you can't believe that, then maybe you can believe the fact that biological weaponry and acoustic weaponry have been going hand in hand. And we're witnessing now these kinds of events increasingly that are genocidal. You know, the depopulation agenda is very clear. And militarily, if you want to advance the most advanced population control technologies, now you're looking at biological weapons and acoustic weapons.
Well, I want to talk about the potential that several different weapons might have been in play at that concert, but I think it's important. You mentioned Live Nation, what happened with the Las Vegas massacre and what happened at Bataclan Theater in Paris. I do recall that very well. Do you remember the name of that band? It was a death metal band, wasn't it? Playing in Paris?
Yes. It was the Eagles of Death Metal Band.
That's right.
And, you know, that really hurt my heart because I absolutely adore the real Eagles. And I know that they're the virtual icon for the United States. They're America. They're the America's band, you know, basically country, the storytelling within the lyrics really are fantastic. And some of my litigation, my court proceedings in Hawaii, having been attacked by CIA and FBI agents in a very democratically controlled state of Hawaii, and where there's corruption, judicial corruption, public corruption involving law enforcement is outrageous. Well, some of the connections to Glenn Frey, there was a radio station, Kauai radio station, that was actually stolen, just like my properties, just like I've been harassed and manipulated really for the work that I've been doing as a whistleblower. The Kauai public radio station was taken over. And this particular instance dealt with the fact that the same people that basically stole my property stole the station. And Glenn Frey of the Eagles had contributed $50,000 to create that station. So the Eagles, you know, I was just appalled that the Eagles, they called it the American Eagles of Death Metal Band, suddenly stole the spotlight from the American Eagles. And then you had NBC Universal Music Group, which is the premier music group connected to Live Nation. It's virtually the musical industry of the deep state. They've monopolized this industry largely. And of course, they have partnerships ongoing with Sony. They have partnerships with, in France, Vivendi. They have the Ligardère group, it's called, was involved in the Bataclan massacre. Basically, these are all interconnected. They're like corporate shells, and that they are intimately connected, and they all subscribe to the same New World Order types of agendas. And again, this creating frights and massacres serves political agendas, whether currently the Astro terrorism attack here, whether this occurred because of the, or alleged terroristic attack, that it occurred in order to convince us to have social distancing and stay home and not go enjoy our lives any longer, to create the helter-skelter, the chaos necessary to basically not just engage us, but to manipulate, control, and enslave us to whatever the politicians who have been bribed by the mass fortunes of people like Bill Gates, George Soros, and Klaus Schwab. You're dealing with people that run the World Economic Forum. You're dealing with the world banksters. You're dealing with the World Health Organization controllers. These are the cabal, if you will, that has all of the resources, including the most advanced weapons, biological as well as acoustic, at their disposal. And from my understanding, there were people that were in the audience that were injecting people. So in other words, it was an organized event to create chaos, death, destruction. And this is what we've witnessed now. And so the real question becomes, what, if anything, is law enforcement going to do about it, given the fact that the Department of Justice has completely been captured? It's been undermined. And you can evidence that by looking at headline news. You can watch, for example, the FBI side skirt, the dossier issue, where they basically committed treason and sedition by taking out the presidency of the United States and attacking Trump during his administration. And that's now also really the same pattern and practice that you're witnessing with the suppression of the lab virus origin of COVID. And you're looking at the news, supposedly good journalists, completely neglecting the nano bioelectronics, the frequency resonant dynamics of the hydrogel in the vaccines that are enabling this brain cloud connection. So there's censorship, there's omissions and misrepresentations, which in law is fraud, that all we're witnessing is fraud and depopulation.
Well, you said so much there, and while you were talking, so many things, so many thoughts were triggering in my head, not the least of which is I find it very amusing, if not enraging, that the Green Bay Packer quarterback Aaron Rodgers, who refused to take the death shot, is being lambasted by the mainstream media as not being a team player because he won't take the vax. You know, they call him selfish because he won't take the vax. And they will not talk about the VAERS reporting database that shows more than 17,000 U.S. citizens, Americans, have died as a result of taking this experimental shot. Now, you've uncovered something very important. You mentioned Live Nation. And I think you're ahead of the curve here because we spoke briefly last night and you mentioned, I wonder if Live Nation was the producer of that event. And yes, it turns out it was. Live Nation has been hit with a restraining order after the Astroworld tragedy. Now, getting back to the Astroworld tragedy, you mentioned, and I reported on it, the sheriff reporting that at least one security guard was jabbed against his will, obviously, with a needle in the neck. We've heard reports like that. But in addition to that, and I posited in my video where I featured our interview about the Devil's Tone, I posited that maybe this was a laboratory for a variety of different ways vector points to attack people, not the least of which is the Devil's Tone and that demonic music. But in addition to that, you have vaccinated people. Okay, you were supposed to show your vaccination papers to get into that concert or show a negative test. So a lot of the people were vaccinated. So there's that vector point. Then add to that the harmonics, the frequencies, and the possibility of 5G. I mean, this literally could have been a laboratory to kind of see how they could usher in their zombie apocalypse, you know, that World War Z. And I don't say that lightly. I don't say that tongue in cheek. You'll recall the CDC saying, prepare for the zombie apocalypse. They made fun of it, but I think the technology is in place, Len.
Yeah. I love your analysis, Sean. Absolutely. And I think you're right on. For anybody that's watching this who thinks that it's far-fetched to consider this event and tragedy, an experiment, you've got to do some homework and research because Sean's absolutely right. The fact of the matter is everything is in place and it would make most sense to bring together this kind of a group, mostly vaccinated. Now think about this fact. It is the vaccinated people who are shedding and spreading the spike protein antigen that is causing a lot of illness and a lot of mutations of other viruses, even bacteria. So the fact of the matter is you're already dealing with an experiment. You're dealing with a situation where people were very, very close. And again, if you consider what's been suppressed, and you have to look at what the media is silencing. You know, Judge Brandeis years ago, a famous Supreme Court justice in a case that dealt with illegal immigrant wanting to actually come into the United States to destroy the nation, that's a famous case, said that silence is evidence, most persuasive. When you have a situation where it's obviously some way, and then you don't talk about the elephant under the carpet, you're looking at solid evidence to convict whoever it was that silenced it and censored it. And in this particular case, you have censorship that's ongoing. You see, what gets the spike protein in the vaccinations into affect the DNA to have people mass produce this spike protein antigen. And don't forget, what is an antigen? It's a foreign protein. It's a foreign body. It's an immunogen, they call it. It prompts the immune system. Why? Because it's a poison. You know, a lot of people have allergies and asthma that's caused by similar proteins, foreign proteins that get into the body. They're also silencing all of the autoimmune diseases. there's almost 100 different new autoimmune diseases that have come about in the vaccination era because you're injecting foreign RNA, foreign DNA from proteins from bacteria, viruses, fungus, yeast, chicken embryo, bovine fetal serum, monkey kidney tissues into the human body. And the immune system goes haywire. It attacks and destroys your own body, and that's called autoimmune diseases when you have what's called the antigenic complex, a combination of, let's say, a foreign protein and your own host cell protein creates a complex that your white blood cell bodyguards attack, creating inflammation. So here now, your various new diseases, chronic crippling rheumatoid arthritis, where inflammation in the joints now happen because of this complex formation, this poison in the joints. I could go on and on about this, but my point here is that it was an experiment. You see, it was the first time in history where you had a mass crowd spreading these poisons, and on top of that, all vaccinated, and the likelihood, because of the silence and the science, two things indicate it is highly probable that the vaccines that they received are nano bioelectronically imbibed. They carry the nano, tiny, small bioelectronics to literally engage what's called data mining, the entire body, all the chemistry, everything that's going on in the cells, tissues, and be able to communicate that through the brain, neuroscience, the neuroscience financed at Harvard and MIT by Bill Gates and Jeffrey Epstein and those folks that financed the Lieber and Langer labs at Harvard and MIT, respectively. You have to understand that that is the technology which they would experiment using. And that's the brain cloud connection. So now imagine, if that's not bad enough, now hitting all of these massive people with the 741 frequency of sound, which jars the inners, it totally disturbs the harmony in the human body. And that's what people are reporting. Imagine now being able to have your own wireless connections to those people and that mass of people and register now what is taking place bioacoustically as a weapon, as a depopulation experiment. That's the reality, Sean. I think you hit the nail on the head.
Well, thanks. No, you inspire me, and I want to back you up here for people who think what you just said is just nutty, lunatic, fringe. It's not. It's fact. I want you guys to look up patent number W02020060606. That's a patent owned by Microsoft. Look it up. There's another patent I'll challenge you all to look up, patent number 11107588. Look them up. Try to inform yourself before you take the poison vax, the experimental vax, because the powers that be at the CDC and the FDA and the US government, they're not going to inform you. You will walk into your own doom, frankly, if you get that shot because you don't have informed consent and you didn't take the time to inform yourself. Now, here's the good news. Dr. Horowitz, I see a great awakening happening, and I want to cite this example of this concert. Now, back when I was a teenager, you know, you'd have the mainstream media, the whore media, Newsweek, Time, NBC, ABC, you know, CBS Nightly News, 60 Minutes, pick your poison, CNN, talking about satanic panic. Okay, there's really no Satanism. Kids just like to go to these concerts, AC/DC, Kiss, Black Sabbath. It's not a big deal. It's satanic panic. You're blowing everything out of proportion. Flash forward 20, 30 years later, and this thing is all out in the open. You have young people who went to that concert, like the young African-American fan who said he was heavily influenced with his own rap and his own music that he'd make, heavily influenced by Travis Scott.
You know, like, I've been so heavily influenced by Travis, but like, after tonight, bro, like, God really showed me, like, you know, like, stay away from that shit, bro. Like, that shit not for you, because, like, he sacrificed so many people's lives tonight, like, for real.
It was demonic. In his words, what he witnessed was demonic. Travis Scott, in his words, sacrificed a lot of people at that concert. His words, not mine. A young man who praised and loved Travis Scott previous to this concert. Dr. Horowitz, I think we're very much seeing a great awakening, okay? The rulers of the darkness of this world are no longer hiding in the shadows. They're telling us exactly who they are and what their plan is.
Yeah, I do see that too. It's the extraordinary arrogance of their behavior, where they really don't care. Now, what does that tell me? I'm not as optimistic as you are, Sean. It tells me that they have such power and control over the population, over the economy, over geopolitics, and the bribe politicians internationally, that their literal transhumanist movement, that is to create the zombies you were talking about earlier, to create cyborg humans that are half robots. You know, you're dealing with what's called AIG or AGI, that is the artificial general intelligence. It's a little different from just general intelligence or AI. Artificial general intelligence is the way we human beings actually think, behave. That's the intelligence, the consciousness of our species is the general intelligence. And the fact is, I think that they have such control now over not just the media, but human beings' minds. You know, I love Rogers. I mean, you can't imagine. And it was totally predictable. As soon as he came out and, you know, basically saying that he was taking homeopathics instead of the vaccinations, and he did fine with them, I knew he was on his way out, because the pattern and practice is exactly like that. You have a number of celebrities, Hollywood celebrities, who, as soon as they mentioned the taboo subject of vaccinations and potential intoxications, they were ousted. And so I was very disappointed yesterday when watching, you know, the Green Bay Packers losing without Rodgers, you know, and it's very, very disgusting and despicable. But what it shows you is how the media completely neglected it. I don't think they mentioned it one time during the entire football game that he was out because of such and such and such and such about vaccinations. And there were how many tens of thousands of people in the stadium who likewise missed it, missed him. But the reality is that, you know, they just went ahead on Monday morning and just, you know, did whatever they needed to do to survive. So I don't have the positive feeling that we're out of this mess yet. I think it's going to have to get a lot worse before a remnant of conscious people, loving souls, who basically have protected us and protected themselves, basically can then advance an alternative, a revolution, an evolution of consciousness and human behavior that's consistent with love versus hate.
Hey friends, this is a good time for a quick break and a word about our sponsor. Yeah, it's Noble Gold. Now, you've heard about shrinkflation, right? That's where your candy bar gets smaller, but the price stays the same. Have you noticed it? It's happening all the time everywhere now, but the government insists that inflation is under control or that it's just temporary. But Noble Gold is ahead of the game here. They know that a precious metals IRA will help you hedge these rising prices so that you can retire without worrying. You can keep up with the inflation the folks in Washington are trying so hard to hide. And this month, to thank you and to get your precious metals project off to a flying start, Noble Gold is giving away a free 5-ounce solid silver America the Beautiful bullion coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. So visit noblegoldinvestments.com or call them directly at 877-646-5347. That's noblegoldinvestments.com. Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Now, here's the good news, though. I firmly believe in the tipping point, and I think we're at it. I think we are nearing that tipping point. It's like the bovine growth hormone in the milk. Once enough moms found out what that stuff was and what it does to their kids, they stopped buying it. Monsanto had to relent. Now there's no more bovine growth hormone in the milk. We're very close to a tipping point, and I'm going to give you an example of why. You mentioned Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is one of the best quarterbacks to ever play the game. He plays it like a chess master. You have to be very smart to perform at the level that Aaron Rodgers has performed for all of these years. That's number one. Number two, he's educated about the death vax, which is why he chose not to take it. Number three, he's getting publicity from people like Pat McAfee, who's got a big podcast, a big YouTube show, a former NFL star himself, who is friends with Aaron Rodgers, and Aaron Rodgers comes on and calls the mainstream media liars. He's telling it like it is, and that kind of truth resonates. I'll give you another example. Joe Rogan, attacked by CNN repeatedly for taking horse paste. Now, CNN, as Joe Rogan has noted, is out of their minds. They're crazy. They are stupid MFers, in his words. Why? Because he has 10 times the audience of any of those clowns on CNN. Here's the point. We are winning the battle in the truth space, which is why I got kicked off of YouTube on October 15th of this past year. They can't have truth in their sphere of influence, which is why they continue to silence us. But guess what? You can't silence people who have their own pirate ships. People like Joe Rogan and people like me, yes, not a pirate ship, a little pirate sailboat, maybe a little tiny rowboat compared to Joe Rogan, but I'm still alive and kicking on BitChute, Rumble, Odyssey, and my own site, sgtreport.com and sgtreport.tv, as are many other truth tellers like James O'Keefe at Project Veritas. And how bad are things getting, Len?
The FBI just raided his home, the home of another reporter
looking for what? Ashley Biden's diary. Why? Because Ashley Biden's diary has all sorts of really bad stuff in it about Creepy Joe and that entire family. So again, the emperor wears no clothes. We can see our government is criminal. The FDA is criminal. The FBI is criminal. Big Pharma is criminal. And the vax will kill you. All right. Those are the facts. And we have Aaron Rodgers and we have Joe Rogan on our side. We're winning.
I agree with that. And actually, I take personal responsibility. You know, you were just censored this past year. I was censored by Google, YouTube years ago. I had 157 videos censored. And then Vimeo, I wish that I had the old, it's called the Paris attacks video up. I used to have it up on Vimeo. And unfortunately, they pulled that. And I don't even have a copy of it. I got to see if I can recover it, because it went into what really happened during that massacre at the Bataclan Theater in 2015. But the point is that this awakening is happening in the vaccination arena. In my opinion, of course, you know, a little too late. But I take personal responsibility for it, because the reason why my videos were pulled down is because years ago, I became the number one best qualified, most legitimate author of scientific publications. I have about 36 scientific peer-reviewed publications to my credit, numerous award-winning books, and a couple of award-winning films. And the United Nations AIDS group, because of my book, Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola, that CDC officials years ago, this we're talking about, the book came out in 1996. It's still doing great. It's still an international bestseller. That's Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola, Nature, Accident, or Intentional. I had CDC officials say that this is the definitive book that's prompting the anti-vaccination movement worldwide. That was about 20 years ago. So I've been at it. And let me tell you what it's been, how frustrating it has been witnessing the ignorance and literally the demonic possession of even people that you thought were on our side. This deals with what you're talking about. Suddenly now massive numbers of people are awakening. And this coming week, I have two symposiums that I have to give presentations at that are inviting this information for the first time in history. I have an invitation pending at a huge gathering in New York City. I pray that I'll be able to attend it and do this with all the social distancing, the mask wearing, and the vaccination and positions and flight traveling, all this. I don't want to deal with it. But the fact of the matter is, yes, we're winning. But in my opinion, I've been at this for a quarter century. And even those who are, we thought are good guys, you have to take a look at those who are considered controlled opposition. Let me give you an example. The most famous controlled opposition activists are not only the people that produced the film, which is an excellent film, everybody should view it. The Del Bigtree, and the film is called, it was produced by Del Bigtree. The film is called Vaxxed. Yes.
Yeah, great movie.
And Andrew Wakefield was a personal friend of mine. personal as well as professional colleague. And I can tell you the whole inside story of that whole film and the production, but I want to focus, and it's not good. It's not good. But I want to focus on the most famous anti-vaccinationists. I'll give you my example. On medicalveritas.org, I have an article up that analyzes and critiques the debate between Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Alan Dershowitz on the issues of mandatory vaccinations. Very important issue today. And my critique is the fact that the entire discussion is like controlled opposition. They are controlled. In what way? Kennedy says, oh, he's a fan of vaccinations. They're just interested in making sure vaccines are safe. Well, you can't ever, ever make vaccines safe because they're full of toxic waste, heavy metal poisons, foreign genetic materials. Parents are giving their children vaccines that are producing literally their bodies to become GMOs. What do you think you get when you inject a human being with GMOs? You're going to get alterations of the DNA that makes you a GMO, a genetically modified organism. That's exactly what the mRNA vaccines by Moderna and Pfizer are doing. So the level of ignorance, as well as even those people that we think are good people doing a great job out there awakening the masses, in my opinion, in my view, they're really not. They're not really, it's in my opinion, they're called controlled opposition. And you have to be very careful because you've got a brain, people have got brains, they've got to think about and gather the facts. But if the facts are being given to you on two sides of the story, and both sides of the story are lying to you, then you really can't make an informed, a truly informed consent decision on the matter. So that's another issue that I have currently that I have to deal with. And that's part of the reason why I say, you know, I love your optimism. And I love the fact that, you know, the masses are starting to come about and they're realizing their children are at risk and they're not going to put up with that. Wonderful.
Well, there is a certain number of people in this country that say they will never, ever, under any circumstances, take the vaccine. Okay. The polls are very clear on that. And a very large number of parents say they will never, ever vaccinate their 5 to 11-year-olds. Now, let me just push back gently on the Robert F. Kennedy Jr. I like the guy. Here's what I'll say about Robert F. Kennedy Jr. I'll do a screen share here real quick. Because, by the way, controlled opposition is real. I can't stand that attorney that you mentioned. I don't even want to name his name. He was on the Epstein flight logs. He's a really bad guy who's argued that you do not have a constitutional right to refuse mandatory vaccines if the vaccines are deemed to be in the common good. I think the guy is a total viper. Here's one of those fact checkers, Pointer. According to Robert F. Kennedy Jr., mRNA vaccines against SARS-CoV-2 will alter our genetic material, leading to a series of severe health problems. They're calling that false, man. And here's the thing. I love Del Bigtree because thank God he's out there. He's a big reason so many of these moms are angry as hell and are showing up at school board meetings to protest mandatory vaccines and mandatory masks. So I'll take truth wherever we can get it. I'll tell you this right now. I've said this before. If a Rockefeller family member or a Rothschild family member came out and started to spill the beans about central banks and, you know, their satanic family plans, I would welcome those people on my show. Don't care what your last name is, just speak some truth. So I just wanted to push back gently on that. But I hear your point. There are controlled opposition out there. A lot of people say Alex Jones is controlled opposition. Don't care. 95% of what the guy says is true and has come true and has played out as being true over the past two decades. He's woken up a lot of people. And as we come full circle, you and I both know what we are engaged in is a spiritual war. And again, I think what we saw at that Travis Scott concert on Friday, November 5th, was the spiritual world manifesting itself in the world we see. And at the end of the day, that's a lot of what your work is about. This is spiritual warfare, and music and resonance and harmonics and frequencies have tremendous power.
Well, absolutely. And you know, I'm in agreement with you. You know, we're in a spiritual process. You know, it's a passage for civilization to move through this dissonance and counterintelligence. My own formula is that if you look at the left and you look at the right on both sides of every issue, you've got to read and study all the facts that the left is producing. You've got to read and study all the facts that the right is producing. And they're outputting about 80% truth. And if you then do your due diligence and take that 80% truth and put it together, then suddenly now you have a greater picture. And that's a very informative and very life-saving, capability then. And so I'm in agreement with you about that. And I do believe that the people that we've been talking about have served in meaningful ways. But you have to also understand, I'm a stickler for getting it 100% right. I hold myself accountable to do that. If I ever make a mistake, I apologize and I admit it and I do the correction, because we're dealing with lives. We're dealing with human beings, civilization's future. So I can't risk being biased and incorrect. And I've basically carried that the best of my ability to the current situation. And I think that when you're now raising this issue of the frequencies that are used and the disharmonics, the 741 devil's tone, and that's really what it's called in musicology. And in that excellent production you did last week, it is a fantastic revelation. And thank you so much for doing that, Sean. It's a good, great service, actually, for the public to become aware and start to think about what is the main spiritual energetic function in the human body. It's what your connection is to the creator. It's literally where those people have been reporting they're losing their souls and they're losing the connection to God after they get vaccinations, which are bioelectronics, which are interfering with that flow, that bliss, that divine anointing, that connection. So that's a major problem. I don't think that, I'm not aware of any time in history where humanity has confronted this issue. And it's raised all sorts of scientific, ethical considerations and concerns. There are a number of military ethicists that have advanced even lectures before military groups that talk about this issue of brain cloud manipulation, the neuroscience of mind control in what's called mind war, the war over the human mind. And it all deals with bioelectronics, neuroscience, where the nerves, just think about what a nerve is and what a nerve does. When it fires, you have electrons, a positive, negative charge on the membrane potential, the action potential, sending the signal. Well, that is all bioelectronics. And so is spirituality in the human being. And so I think we are at a critical time in history. I think that a part of the awakening, I mean, you're dealing now with the tragedy in Austin, but the issue coming down to the religious world, what is taking place actually, when you start to look at this, and I've dealt with this very much in detail in the new book, COVID Coup. Because you see that the neurosciences is reflecting on New World Religion, and that the drugs that are associated with the hallucinogenic, psychotropic aspects of conditioning the human brain. This is a military neuroscience objective, using pharmaceuticals to condition the brain, what has been said as the most important conditioner is the hallucinogenic drugs. That's why the United States military's top data miner from Silicon Valley, named Peter Thiel, invested several years ago in producing 20,000 hits of psilocybin. That's why the military has advanced for the post-traumatic stress disorder military personnel. The ayahuasca, dimethyltryptamine, DMT, When you start to look at the research, why are they really doing this? Because it facilitates the brain cloud connection where you now question reality. If you've ever done a hallucinogenic journey or trip, you know that reality becomes very, very distorted. Yes, it can be beautiful or it can be terrifying. People have had various trips. It opens up literally the dimensions of space where literally satanic imposition and dark angels or whoever can come in and basically have a lasting impact on your own wellness, well-being. But the fact of the matter is this conditioning is well now advanced in the neurosciences and academia, and that this is a great, hugely troubling issue that deals with frequencies of musical mathematics, because your spirit fundamentally vibrates at 528. I call it love 528, the love frequency. Love is the universal healer. This is the solution to all the world's problems, said Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. That's the truth. And so you have this Holy Spirit love vibration that's coming in, and basically it heals. It does all the healing. So that means that the entire field of medicine and pharmaceuticals is a fraud. The entire concept is a misrepresentation of how healing actually takes place in the human body. Here's two examples. You feel terrible. You've had a hard day work. You go to bed. You sleep. Suddenly in the morning, you feel totally refreshed. It's a new day and you feel fine. How did that happen? It happened because all night long, that Holy Spirit free blessing, that gift, that anointing is coming down and rejuvenating your body. And how it's doing that, we've even now figured out in physics and biophysics and musical mathematics and the biochemistry of the reactions, you start to see how energy, frequency, now can either destroy and kill or restore and uplift and heal. That's the technology, and I suspect strongly that those frequencies were being tested. The demonic tone that is called the devil's tone in musicology, 741, it's at the heart of a major chord, the D chord, and that is, in music, it's called the augmented fourth or diminished fifth, and it's jarring. It's terrible. It's like, you don't want to hear it. And that's used for frights in Hollywood, frightening people and jarring people. And I suspect strongly, if we go back to the concert and we start to listen to the music and actually capture the frequency, resonance, and vibrations that Travis Scott was actually involved in at the time and playing, that I think might be a very, very interesting research question. And that would be also evidencing the issue of experimentation in a mass scale.
Yeah, I agree. I tend to agree. I think you should take a look at that portion of the concert when somebody literally was dying and being carried out, a dead body or a body, lifeless body was being sort of evacuated out above the heads of people. They were passing this person out because the crowd was so thick, and Travis Scott was singing on an elevated platform. Literally looking down on what I just described, and the tone he was singing was this spooky auto-tuned tone, and I wonder what that frequency was. Again, people in the crowd called the whole feeling to be demonic. Two other quick things. I literally woke up this morning after deep, deep, wonderful REM sleep, and I literally remarked to myself, God is a wonderful creator. What a magical thing deep REM sleep is, because I woke up feeling really good. And I just wanted to make that comment because I think you're right. You've just answered the question. How do we heal at night when we sleep? It's quite magical. One last thing. You mentioned psilocybin. I would note for the audience, Jack Dorsey, I guess I can't say Jack Dorsey specifically, but I suspect him of microdosing. I know in Silicon Valley, microdosing psilocybin and other psychedelics is very, very popular. These people love to microdose. So when you see people like Jack Dorsey on video in a Zoom conference with Congress, and he kind of just looks like he's high. Well, he just might be. All right, yeah. Friends, absolutely. I want to thank you all so much for tuning in. I think it's very important that people understand that you can learn a lot more at medicalveritas.org. I think that's the website, correct?
Yeah, that's one that's got the science articles up. And there's waronwethepeople.com. That's a good website at the Bataclan Theater. If you do a search on there for the Bataclan Theater tragedy, I might just note that the Eagles of Death Metal Band were playing a tribute to Satan when the shooting started. And then when you go to the Las Vegas Deep State Massacre, the killing field and bloodbath took place there was right below the Luxor Hotel. And there was a big banner there about the magic act. And that's what this is. The whole thing is a magic act. You know, they have people believing because of magic and distorted reality that medicine and pharmaceuticals and vaccinations are good. Everything that you think you know that's you think is true just ain't the way it is.
100%. And one last note, as I mentioned in the video where I featured your work, the video about the Travis Scott Astroworld concert, I noted that people had to pass through his skull, you know, passing through the gate. There was all sorts of New World Order imagery on stage, animation of a burning dove, and then, of course, those famous prophetic words, see you on the other side, as people died. They say 8 people, but Len, by reports I've seen, a lot of people there say it had to be dozens and dozens of people, not just 8. I wonder if the truth isn't ultimately being covered up. I wonder if we'll ever find out the truth.
Yeah, I suspect strongly we'll only be able to get pieces of the truth. You know, researchers, great researchers like you and I and others that we are collaborating with will help. But the question then becomes, will there be accountability? You know, once we pull together evidence, and in law, you need, for criminal law, you need to have beyond a reasonable doubt. It can't be just, although, let me just say this. Racketeering in organized crime is a lower standard of proof necessary. So ideally, you know, and it's interesting, you know, just off the top of my head, that it happened in Texas. You know, Florida and Texas are the number one states that are in opposition to deep state. And it's interesting that that's where they pulled this, you know, tragedy off in Texas. But basically, all of the imagery that you just spoke about literally reflects and is pieces of evidence of an organized criminal conspiracy that is Luciferian. These are people that are burnt out. If you take a look, like people like, you know, Dorsey, the people that are committing this, they're burned out. You know, you look at Zuckerberg, for example, and there's nothing about him that actually looks human anymore. I'm wondering whether it's a robot. You know, I try to check out the people's eyes, the windows of the soul, and I don't see a lot of light ever in Zuckerberg's eyes. And at any rate, the bottom line is we're, and I go into a whole chapter in COVID Coup, dealing with Luciferian philosophy and practices that are being exhibited and providing evidence for potentially a grand jury indictment of the principles. So, but that's just the hope. And I don't see any brave souls yet in law. I actually look at, you know, 99% of the lawyers out there simply want to keep their own status quo going. They don't actually come out with the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. They come out with pieces and bits and pieces to supposedly protect clients' interests, but it's not really law. And we could do a whole other segment on looking at man's law versus God's law in the context of, will we ever get justice on this planet? Will we ever bring these people that are committing this, these tragedies, these horrible mass shootings to justice? I don't know. It's a big question.
Yeah, that's a conversation for another day. It's an important topic, though. I've talked to Christopher James, A Warrior Calls, on BitChute a lot about that fictional personhood, how they've hijacked the whole system with our name in uppercase letters. Yeah. No, a conversation. It's all very, very important. It's lawfare. It's fraud. Hey, can you tell people how to get the new book, COVID Coup, The Rise of the Fourth Reich?
Sure, thank you. Thanks for asking. It's coming out in Kindle form next week. You can go to healthyworldstore.com and pre-order right now the hardcover, which is coming out at the beginning of December. COVID Coup, subtitled The Rise of the Fourth Reich, and the Kindle version, the e-version, will be available, God willing, in a few days. Actually, I've got to get my edited copy in on the 9th, probably within a week or so, it'll be up on Kindle.
All right, excellent. Well, guys, you'll want to support our friend, Dr. Len Horowitz, get the new book. And Dr. Horowitz, I really appreciate your time. Thanks for hopping on here and helping us digest the Astro World Concert, which in my view is a Luciferian event. I appreciate you, sir. Thank you.
I appreciate you. Love you too. Great work, Sean. Keep it up.
Oh, I appreciate the kind words. You buoy my heart and my soul. You keep me going. By the way, that last video I did about Astro World was inspired in large part by our last conversation. Friends, I want to thank you so much for tuning in. A special thank you to our subscribe stars and our members at sgtreport.tv. Thanks for keeping us in the fight for truth and real news. And for real news, please, for free, every single day, check us out directly at sgtreport.com. That's the antidote to corporate propaganda and Mockingbird mainstream media horror lies. I want to personally thank you for tuning in to the podcast version of SGT Report, the propaganda antidote. Just a quick word about our sponsor, Shrinkflation. Have you noticed it? It's happening all the time, everywhere now. But the government insists that inflation is under control, or that it's just temporary. But Noble Gold is ahead of the game here. They know that a precious metals IRA will help you hedge these rising prices so that you can retire without worrying. You can keep up with the inflation the folks in Washington are trying so hard to hide. And this month, to thank you and to get your precious metals project off to a flying start, Noble Gold is giving away a free 5-ounce solid silver America the Beautiful bullion coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. So visit noblegoldinvestments.com or call them directly at 877-646-5347. That's noblegoldinvestments.com.
This shit really fucked me up and like really spooked me tonight. Like that was like some demonic shit. Like, and what was so crazy, like people were screaming help, trying to tell Travis Scott. They was like, help. The whole crowd was just going like, help, help, help. And he just kept going, bro. It was like, this shit was scary, bro. It was so demonic, bro. God really showed me like, you know, like stay away from that shit, bro. Like that shit not for you. Cause like he sacrificed so many people's lives tonight, like for real.
Well, that's it for now, friends. Thank you so very much for tuning in, and I'll remind you every single day for free. Visit us directly at sgtreport.com, the antidote to corporate propaganda. God bless you and your family. Bye-bye.